Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Daf Kaf Aleph from the days. The Mishnah says, "Hasei mechsukasi bekari amita." Someone who puts the schach on the legs of the bed is ksheir. It's kosher. So the Tanna Kama says, "Rabbi Daimer, imeni achar lam fle atzma psula. If it can't stand on its own, it's pasul." That's the Mishnah. Mari says, "Why is it possible?" My time in Rabbi Yehuda, pligibar emzeiver ababam amel, chanam neishen lekavam, chanam neishamida al davar mekabel tuma. That's the Gemara. One says it's possible because it's ein lekavam, and one says it's possible because it's maimid al yadav mekabel tuma. It's being supported by yadav mekabel tuma. And what does it mean? Im ein yichal lam fle atzma. What Abai is saying that if you support the schach not on the bed, so then the schach has kavam, and it's also not supported by yadav mekabel tuma. Now, ein la kava, there are three pshatim in the Rishayin, and what it means, ein la kava. Rashi says, because it moves al yedei the bed, and if Yehuda goes to shitas, if Yehuda al sukkah diris kava bina, so a movable, a portable sukkah is not a good sukkah. That's Rashi shita. That's a pshat of Yehuda. So Eva said we don't pass in that way, because we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But the problem is, the Gemara says, later the Mishnah says, we have a sukkah on a ship. So there, if you hold sukkah diris kavabinon, it's no good if the sukkah is not sturdy enough to withstand a ruach mitzuyu diyam. If it's sturdy enough to withstand the ruach mitzuyu diyam, it's good on a ship with kuli alma. And there also is a movable sukkah. That's one kasha. So here Taisus answers that kasha. A ship is different. The ship is a normal place for a sukkah. You want to say sukkah diris kavab, so you can't have it on a bed or on a wagon. That makes sense. That's not a place we have a dira, but a ship is a place for a dira. Now the other question is, what about on a wagon? So there, fakir, that's if anything is a raya to Rashi, because if you go in the brisa, but the machlekes by the ship, also the wagon is not nothing to do with yichal lam ruach mitzuya. Elamai, a wagon is stam no good, but that's a shayla if you go that way. Could be a wagon is good. Rishayim asks a stronger kasha though, that the Gemara there in the Achil Gimel and Aleph talks about a sukkah on an animal. And says, Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible. Why? Because since you can't go into the animal on Yom Tov, you can't go on the animal because Chazal Magayis is not a sukkah ruach l'shiva. But sounds like otherwise the sukkah on the animal is fine. So that's a big kasha. That's what Kamer Rishayin and the whole like Rashi. What's the teretz to Rashi's? Shtaka kasha. So the Ran says the teretz that the only problem is Agala would be good. If the whole sukkah is portable, it's fine. But a sukkah on a mita, where's the floor of the sukkah? That's the floor of the ground. So that's the problem. That's why when it's portable, the schach moves, it gets a new floor. If the whole sukkah moves along with the floor, that's not a problem of diris kavah. But if the schach moves and it gets a new floor, then it's a problem of sukkah diris kavah. That's what the Ran says. Taisus and Afkum Gimel says the easier teretz, that the sukkah got behemah means the floor of the sukkah is on the behemah. And the problem is you can't go on to the floor on Yom Tov. But the schach could be supported by beams, and it's not on the behemah, and that's why it's good. Now, Taisus and the Rush say a pshat based on the Yishalmi, that the problem with Ein L'kvam means that there's no ten tfachim between the bed and the schach. When you support the schach on beams, right? Sichach agabe mita, when you support it on its own beams, it's not supported on the bed. So even though the bed is in the sukkah, it's even if the whole sukkah is taken up by the bed, but since it's not being supported on the bed, so that's like karam muksaset. That's like you put mattresses, it's not mamayit the geiva, because it's not bottled there. So the sukkah is considered to be a sukkah of ten tefachim. But when the schach is on the bed, it's being supported by the bed, and if you would move away the bed, the whole schach will move. The schach and the bed are one entity, so then the ten tefachim will have to be measured from the bottom of the bed, and therefore it won't be considered a sukkah of ten tefachim tall. That's what they said. And this is how really the Shulchan Aruch paskins. And Mela, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, there's no other psul. If there is ten tefachim, then it's kashim. Stifle has a shayla. Why is it called Eimla Kava? I understand the pshat, that the problem with the bed is that there's no ten tefachim between the bed and the schach. And the reason why, if you support the schach on something other than the bed, yichal lam fnei atzmai, so then the bed is not mamayit. But why is it called Ein La Kavah? What does Ein La Kavah mean that it's not ten tefachim? Shtekupela. So the Stipler says a Geshmak Avart. The Stipler says that We're going with the Ran. Why isn't the floor the floor? Why is the bed considered the floor? Even if the snack move along with the bed. But still, why can't the floor under the bed be the floor and stand from the karka? The teretz is because that karka is ein lekavah. That karka is not going to move along with the sukkah, so that's why the karka can't be. So it's really two problems. Why isn't the sukkah measured from the karka because of ein lekavah? Elamai measured from the bed. And when you're measuring from the bed, then the whole sukkah moves. When the whole sukkah moves, it's not a problem of ein lekavah. There is a problem, it's not ten tefachim. And when it's ten tefachim, it's good. So mel, it's really one teretz that goes together. It's really the teretz of Rashi according to the Ram. That ein lekavah means that you can't use the floor. But the problem is, so what? But I have the bed. The bed could be a floor. Oh, for the bed to be the floor, then you need ten tefachim. When you have ten tefachim, it'll be good. When you don't have ten tefachim, the problem is, then the floor has to be the floor. And for the floor to be the floor, there the problem is ein lekavah. That's the stifles pshat. The third pshat in the Rishonim of Ein Lekavah is the Ravid's pshat, or an alternative from the Ramban. Now the problem is, you don't keep schach on a bed. It's not where it's supposed to be kept. You can have a sukkah on an agola, on a behema, but you have it on a bed, what's going to happen? You need to use the bed. It's like Karim Muxasis. You're going to take away the bed, and then the whole sukkah is gone. It's like a sukkah shein yichal amin bruch mitzuya. The Ramban says an alternative pshat, even if you would keep the schach on the bed, but talking about you turn the bed over. It's al karhi amit, it's on the feet of the bed. How is the skach on the feet of the bed? Because you turn the bed upside down. The bed's upside down, the bed doesn't belong that way. It's aimit to be put right side up. So since it's upside down and it doesn't belong that way, so then there's a problem of ein lekavah, it won't stay that way. That's the pshat of ein lekavah. There's the other pshat of maimre edav and makabu tuma, where there Rashi's mashmitz meikir adin, that since even though there's only a psul skach, but the mamidia skach of the din of skach, but the Rishayim say the problem is a din de rabbana, that you might use it, if you're using a maimid, you might use that to be the skach itself. And this is Shaila, the Shulchan Aruch, like we said, doesn't pass in the disabsul of maimid, it holds up this 10 tefachim from the bed to the skach, it's okay. But there's another place in Shulchan Aruch, which is mashmal chachili, yishimachmal, like the din of maimid.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.